Now, Joe McKenna's with us. And Ryan, Joe, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Regional elections, where the vote is counting, what do we know?
Yes, this is good news for Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister. The centre-right parties look like they're going to cruise to victory in Basilicata, the southern region. The incumbent Vito Bardi, the centre-right candidate, looks like he's going to win this election. Turnout is low, and that seems to have favoured the incumbent. This is the second regional win for Meloni after the Abruzzo election, and she'll be drawing confidence from this, I think, going into the European elections.
Yeah, exactly. Would you broadly suggest she and her party are on some sort of roll?
They do seem to have retained their high popularity. The Brothers of Italy are around 28% at the moment in terms of popularity. So she's very much still the strongest party in the country.
And how much of this centre, this European elections we talk of, it's generally accepted that a number of places are going to move to the right. Is she riding that wave, or is her story individual?
Look, I think other countries in Europe are looking to her, other right-wing parties are looking to her as a leader of the right. A great deal of admiration from other political parties across Europe, and she seems to be going from strength to strength with that regard.
Yeah, a couple of things associated with her. So these anti-abortion laws that have passed, I mean, how controversial are they?
This is interesting. This is a law that's before the Italian Parliament related to the distribution of the European Union emergency funds that came through post-COVID. And the government, the Meloni government, has attached an element to this bill reinforcing its opposition to abortion and including the possibility of allowing pro-life activists inside abortion clinics. There's been an outcry from the EU about this, and the centre-left Democratic Party and other left-wing parties. But interestingly, this is something that is being pushed by the Vatican, and they believe in this. And it's another indication, I think, of the Meloni government's close alliance with the Catholic Church in Italy.
And what about the alliance with the media? Where are they at with that? And is this business of news anchors and stuff, is that true or not?
Well, it's a bit of an outcry. I think we have seen Rai, the state broadcaster, weaponized by different parties from the left and the right over the years. But a particular writer, Antonio Scurati, was blocked from appearing on television. He wanted to speak about fascism during World War II. And it's interesting that there's been a political maneuver, I think, to keep him off the air. And he's blaming Giorgia Meloni for that action.
Okay. And then we go to Milan. So takeaways after a certain time. What time of night? What are we talking about?
Well, I'm pretty annoyed about this, Mike. I think this is really a move by the city council to try and limit the noisy revelers on the streets after midnight, the people who are taking their takeaway beers and hanging out on the street corner. Now, the retailers have acted by saying this is a way to stop families from getting their late-night ice cream after dinner. Mm. We're talking about a midnight, you know, party on the street with people getting drunk, and now they're saying this is a way to stop the ice cream sellers ice cream lovers from getting their ice creams.
No
at
one
midnight.
Goes crazy with a gelato, Joe. Do they?
I live in a noisy neighbourhood. I want them off the street.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Nice to catch up with you. Well,
thanks,
we'll see
her
back on Thursday, back on Thursday. It's Double Joe, eh? We'll take that all day long.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.